Chapter 79, A Few Tricks to Reduce Your Expenses. Painless strategies anyone can use. Here's a riddle for you. What's hard to get, but easy to lose? A girlfriend in high school. Sorry, too personal. The real answer is money, of course. Here's a couple of tips I shared on CBS that may help you cut back a bit without even noticing. Number one, don't budget. I know. All financial advisors say you have to budget, but I'm not one of them. Why? Budgets work, but no one likes them because they're hard to create and even harder to stick to. The solution? Perk instead. As you heard in the last chapter, it takes about 15 minutes and can save you anywhere between $250 to $1,000 a month. Quick recap. First, list all your expenses, everything. Then next to each expense, write a P, an E, an R, or a K. For those expenses you can postpone, you put a P. For those expenses you can eliminate, put an E. For those expenses you can reduce, put an R. And lastly, for those expenses you must keep, put a K. Now, don't let the simplicity throw you. It's easy, but incredibly effective. 2. Stop leaking money. We spend money on stuff we don't even need or realize. Things like cable channels we don't even watch, subscriptions we don't read, and organizations we don't even care about. Take a close look at where your money is going by using a free online program such as Mint.com to track your expenses easily. Cancel all those expenses you don't use or don't need. 3. Create a buffer buying zone. The goal is to create a buying buffer zone of at least 30 days between the moment you want to buy something, usually in the heat of the moment, at the store or online, and when you actually buy it. If you force yourself to wait 30 days, you'll find that most of the time you don't want it anymore. If you still do, it means you really want it. So instead of whipping out your credit card, whip out your phone. Take a photo of whatever you want to buy and post it on your buyer board or Pinterest account. Write the date, the amount, and a short reason why you want it and how it will improve your life. After waiting 30 days, see if you still can't live without it. 4. Get real. Fill in the blank. The three most important things in my life are blank, blank, and blank. Do it. What are the three most important things in your life right now as you're listening to this? Usually, stuff doesn't make the list. It's important to get clear and conscious about what you value. Print this list, or even better, find photos that represent the three things you value. For example, pictures of your kids, and put these photos in your wallet or purse. To make sure you look at them, put them in front of your credit cards. If you really want to get fancy, create a credit card condom. Yeah, a credit card condom. This is where you make a sleeve for each of your credit cards with a photo of what's really important to you. This ensures you have to see your values before you spend your money, especially on stuff that doesn't even match your values. 5. Volunteer. Get the focus off yourself, what you want, and what new thing you just can't live without, and onto others who are in real need. This is great therapy, and it doesn't cost you a dime. You're not going to want to miss the next lesson, because I talk about how credit cards are freaking awesome. Yeah, they really are.